Now, the more useful model reduction problem is actually frequency weighted. What I mean is that the accuracy required at a certain frequency can be drastically different from the requirement at other frequencies. For example, sometimes all you need is have a good approximation, in certain frequency range. You don't really care how accurate or how large error they can cause in other frequencies, which you are not using for control or any other purposes. So really, in general, the problem is more or less the frequency weighted. Here we assume that we have a weighting function W in and W out as the input-output weighting functions. And what we want to do is find a approximation, a lower-order approximation, GR, so that it approximates the original transfer function in such a way so that in the weighted frequency they are small or large in a certain sense. So we want to minimize the infinite norm of a weighted infinite norm of a transfer matrix. Now, such a problem, of course, is very, very complicated because we don't even know how to solve exactly the unweighted problem. Nevertheless, the frequency and the balanced model reduction techniques give a very good approximation for the unweighted case. So what we want to do is to try to generalize the balanced model reduction techniques to the weighted case. So that's what we are talking about here. So we don't try to generalize the idea used in balanced model reduction to the frequency weighted case. The way we're going to do it is this. We construct a total transfer function with the weighting function, of course, W0G and WI. And so we get a big realization of that. Then, as usual, we do the controllability Gramian and observability Gramian. But now, remember, we cannot just balance the P tilde and Q tilde because they involve the weighting function of WI and WO, which is the input-output weighting functions. So what we want to do is we want to only extract information about the transfer function G. So if you look at the G states, which correspond to the A, B, C, D, and then you can see that actually it's more or less the first block of the P tilde that contains the information about the G and also the interaction with the weighting function WI and WO. So that gives our a motivation. So what are we going to do is we're going to balance the first part of P tilde, we call it PN, and also Q tilde and Q, hopefully they will contain enough weighted information so that it will give us a good approximation.